cleared out the bedside table on the left of my bed and put three empty coat hangers in my wardrobe to make clear my intention. It's definitely worked. Yes, my darling BF is moving in today. Thank you, Goddess. Thank you, Universe. Thank you, dear readers, for being with me every step of the way as I walk my chosen path through this wonderful world. I am blessed, and I am ready. Let the rest of my life begin. Comments. Jules loves quinoa, 4 hours ago. Oh, wow, Brittany. This is fantastic. Blessings really are upon you. You deserve it, sweetie. Much love. Honey Bunny drinks green tea, 3.5 hours ago. Great news, hun. So proud of you. Yoga Chick, 45765860, 3 hours ago. Darling BF, sounds like a peach. Can't wait to hear more about him. Will you be making your gluten and dairy-free nut roast to welcome him into your home? Liz Chandler, 2 hours ago. Dear Brittany, just thought your readers might like to know that your darling BF is still my husband. Yours sincerely, Liz. Chapter 2. Toast. Oh, come on, nobody needs a recipe for that. All right, if you insist. Take one slice of bread, cut away any green bits, stick it in the duolet, remove before the smoke alarm goes off. Liz Chandler did not need reminding that it had been 12 whole months since her husband Ian moved out of the family home to live with award-winning clean food and fashion blogger Brittany Blaine. She got that reminder anyway. She knew she should stop checking Brittany's blog first thing in the morning and last thing at night, and around 8 to 10 times in between, but it was as though she was compelled. And now she only had to type the letter B into her iPhone for Safari to fill in the rest. www.brittanysbites.com. Ugh. At least she had stopped commenting. That was surely a sign that Liz was coming to terms with the way things were. At first, Liz had bombarded Brittany's blog with messages via the comments section to remind her and her clueless readers that the life of physical and spiritual purity Brittany espoused was a sham. No amount of colonic cleansing could erase the stains on Brittany's record as far as the sisterhood was concerned. She was a husband-stealing trollop, and Liz wanted the world to know it. Not only had Brittany stolen a husband, she had broken up a happy family. At the time the affair was uncovered, Liz and Ian's daughter Saskia was still not quite 15, and they had a 6-year-old border terrier called Ted. What were they supposed to do without their daddy? The breakup came completely out of the blue for poor Liz. On the night it happened, when she saw Ian's car pull into the drive at 4 o'clock, a whole 3 hours earlier than usual, she'd briefly allowed herself to think he'd been planning a wonderful surprise. Their daughter Saskia was on a sleepover with her best friend Georgia. It wasn't often that Ian and Liz had the place to themselves. As Ian let himself into the house, and Ted the dog rushed to greet him, even though Ian always pushed the dog away, Liz's mind was already racing with the possibilities. A bottle of wine? A takeaway? Sex? No, hang on. She hadn't had her bikini line done in 6 months. Sex with the lights off? Ian hadn't put his car into the garage. Maybe they were going out. Well, Ian certainly was.
I'm just going to come out with it, he said when he walked into the kitchen. I've met someone else. I didn't go looking for it, but I found it, and I've been struggling with what to do for months, but now I finally know.
What? Liz managed.
Her name is Brittany, and I'm leaving you to be with her.
Brittany? Ian nodded. Not the food blogger. Ian nodded again. Of BrittanysBites.com. But you said...
I know what I said, Liz, but that was before I had the chance to meet her. In person, she's got far more depth than you can tell from Instagram.